happening over there.
His moment of silence was not very silent.
That wasn't, yeah.
But Dalton was really, really trying to get me to touch his penis.
Yeah. Well, it's a good way to kick off the 2-year anniversary show.
Are we recording?
With Dalton Anthony again. And you wonder, you know, on the last Thursday show, Asa rightfully called out that it was basically just a bunch of gay jokes about Dalton. And then you start off the 2-year
anniversary. By Lil Fitty.
With Lil Fitty. And you start the 2-year anniversary off with Dalton desperately, and I was here and watching it, desperately trying to get your hand on his penis.
That's accurate.
That happened.
Fortunately, he's not a strong man.
He's really not. He had, witness it, he had both arms on Jesse's one arm.
He was
and Jesse's,
falling out of his chair.
Jesse's like pulling him up from his seat.
Dalton actually tried to just move his pelvis to Jesse.
Because he figured that would be easier.
Yeah.
It was the shorter trip.
Dalton, you are what we call on the streets a weak ass bitch. And on that note,
this is the 2-year anniversary.
My trend is still continuing. I have a crappy day, and I do my daily like fortune thing. It always gives me lucky or super lucky when I have a crappy day. And when I have a good day, it gives me unlucky.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the trend of her still being on her iPad, even though it's a 2-year anniversary.
No one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't care. Literally, I had a long day and I'm insane.
Oh, that's fair.
This was the worst day to possibly film the 2-year anniversary episode. We're filming late, and it's the B team here with me and Jesse. And let me introduce that team to you right now. My name is Shannon Young, the creator and host, one of, Podzilla 1985. With me is the other host and co-owner of Podzilla 1985, the Honorable Jesse Kimball.
Hey, guys.
Of the lovely and angry and insane Lindsay Benet Wolfgang.
Had to break out the middle name.
Had to bust the middle name out there for
That's
you.
That's fine.
Of Allie, still not actually an A member of the show.
That joke doesn't work as well.
Oh. It doesn't, because that's not her name. It's Allie Abear. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
if they're friends of fans of PWU, then they get that joke.
They do. Yeah. Although Allie has branched out. She was on a Thursday show a couple weeks ago, months ago, when we talked about school, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the big D, DSL.
Breaking out the old jokes.
We can't, because we have to keep... Well, I already said the F word once, but you get one. All PG-13 movies can have at least one F word. Yeah.
And you've already taken up your Espinosa. So.
I did my SP. So, yeah, that's out of the way. It's Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Here's where we are. It's 2 years we've been doing this, and this is literally the anniversary date of the 2-year show. We did the first show in 2015, myself, Hunter Hendricks, Louis Benson, and Zach Price. We did a WrestleMania 31, Dalton?
Yeah.
Preview. And it went so well that we decided to do another episode, and then another episode, and then it spiraled out of control into what you have now. Now, if you wonder, we've said it before, the beginnings of Podzilla 1985 was basically that Jesse Kimball had put himself onto Penta Nerd because they asked him, we need someone to get the ship under control. The ship was steering wildly out of control.
Into rocks.
Actively hitting them.
And it was Krista, and it was Steven, and it was Stephanie.
No, Stephanie was not on that
Stephanie
show.
Wasn't a part of it? Okay.
So far,
CJ. Yes, it was Krista, Steven, CJ, and Ethan.
Ethan, you were on Penta Nerd. I forgot about that.
So many.
Ethan Craig Miles in the background.
That was back before it was Penta Nerd. The original
What was the original name, Jesse?
The original name was the River City Belch.
River City Belch.
It was there was a humorous inside story.
Yeah.
When CJ and Ethan. Yeah, when CJ
thought it was hilarious.
And Ethan. When CJ and Ethan, they were at Starbucks.
Are funny.
Oh,
so do you.
No, I just find them entertaining. They're not funny.
Yeah, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
CJ and Ethan met up at the local Starbucks, and something funny there happened, and then that was their epiphany for the River City Belch. And whenever, I still remember I messaged Krista, and I hope she still listens to these shows, so shout out to Krista.
Hi, Krista.
So I messaged Krista because I was really wanting to do a podcast. Really wanted to do a podcast. And because me and Shannon have been talking about it.
We talked about it for a long time. I still remember that ride home from St. Louis with me, you, Lindsay, and Stephanie.
Yeah.
Where we were talking, and I forget who it was. They were like, we should have a mic in here.
I think it was Stephanie.
I think it was Stephanie.
Yeah.
Moose.
So, yeah, Moose. So anyway, so I messaged Krista. I was like, all right, look, I'm taking over your podcast. I'm going to become the leader.
Because didn't they film like 3 episodes and never air them?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because yeah, Krista was going to edit them together, but she just wasn't happy with any of them.
Can you blame her?
I can't.
A lot of pills and booze on that ship.
So I expected some kind of resistance. I got none. She just said, oh, thank you.
Well, you had Ethan, who I find to be genuinely funny and charming, because Ethan's a sweet kid. He's a great guy. Yeah. You had Krista, who is entertaining in her own way.
Yeah.
And then you had Steven, nice guy, and we've had him on the show still, a good guy. And then you had CJ, which is basically a condom for entertainment. He prevents the entertainment from entering you.
I do find it funny his last show was a Final Fantasy episode. That was. It was a nerd up. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because I remember, like, the last episode he was ever on was a nerd up episode, and he came in, and as soon as he walked through the door, popped a couple of painkillers.
He thought he was Cloud.
Hey, guys, and he may be listening to this. We might want to be careful on what we say about
him. He's not going to know it's actually real. He's going to be like, that didn't happen.
I doubt he's actually listening to
this. For the record, CJ, I'm on your side. You know, I take a couple Tylenol every night, and they calm me down.
No, I mean, like, I still like CJ.
We love CJ. We really do. He was in here the other day. I like when he comes in.
Yeah. It's just, I don't like having him on the show. Because, yeah, that was a terrible, terrible show.
Because he doesn't fit the prototype. To be in the show, you got to be quick-witted. You got to be fast. You got to talk fast. And CJ is more of a, we said it before, he's a drier humor. He's a much slower humor.
Yeah. And so you had that show, so I took that over, and then I brainstormed with the whole group. We came up with the name Pen and Nerd,
I thought was a fantastic name.
Yeah, and I really liked the logo Stephanie made for it too.
Yeah,
I've thought about somehow trying to resurrect that as the Nerd Up logo, but I just don't know how.
Penta Nerd Up.
Well, no, because there's the reason it was Penta Nerd is because there were five of us,
mm-hmm. right? But we could. Oh, you could do.
Did it actually have Penta Nerd on it, or was it just the different?
It's just the Pentagon.
You could still use it because there's five of us that do Nerd Up. It's just a four person.
Well, not only that, but it's five major categories you pull from generally.
Right.
But you could do Penta Nerd Up, and then you could do the Red Tube exclusive Pent Up Nerd, where where people like Ethan get sucky blowies for a decent price.
No.
Produced by Little Fitty Productions.
Yes.
Whoa! That's my production company.
No, it is absolutely not.
That's the one he works for.
Yeah.
But I'm like the star. Like, I'm the John Elway of Little Fitty Productions.
You're more of a Colin Kaepernick. You mean well. But you're not really delivering.
So that happened. And then Shannon heard us, you know, because we put out a few episodes. They were getting pretty popular. That was back when, because I brought Stephanie in. And the first few episodes got actually kind of popular. We had a lot of – it was basically just me kind of leading the ship through every category because none of them were really comfortable talking on the air yet.
Right.
Once they all became comfortable talking on the air, that's when I realized five people was too many.
And then there was the infamous Crystal rants, which usually involved her peacefully talking about something.
Because it started out really fun with the weekly rant. Because she would get mad and she'd get heated about stuff for like two episodes. And then after that, she was like, this is what I found to be interesting this week. There's a new Animal Crossing game coming out. And I know we talked about that earlier in the video games portion, but
she just didn't have anything to get angry about.
I'm super angry about
it. Oh, man, we should start doing that for PWE. Well, we have Asa.
With the weekly rant?
Yeah.
That is Asa.
Because
I think like the two best weekly rants we ever had was actually when I had Asa on the show for one of them. And that was actually his very first appearance on the PZ85 network was Asa showing up on that show. And then, well, actually that was before we were on the PZ85 network, because that was when we were still Pen and Nerd. So anyway, and then Shannon had the weekly rant on one of them.
I wrote mine out.
Yeah.
I read from a script. It was not unscripted. I listened to the first episode of Podzilla 1985, which was a pro wrestling unscripted, and you get about an hour into it and we start making fun of Penta Nerd. And Jesse specifically. And F Jesse and this and that. We're all laughing about it. And then on the next show, which was the WrestleMania reaction show, Jesse, that was your first appearance on Podzilla. And the first thing you said was, fuck you, Shannon. And it was a lot of fun those days. But we've done away with that. I said this on Facebook, that wild, wild west feel of those first shows where anything went. We were just trying to make each other laugh. Because those first shows, nobody really listened. I mean, they did. But it was like 30 people. And 10 of them were people we knew.
Yeah.
You know, but now you got hundreds of people that listen a day. You can't do that humor anymore. We're not Dave Chappelle.
But I say, except we're doing a lot of that now.
except the rape jokes.
Yeah, no, we haven't done those in a long time.
Did we? Oh, no, hold on. We never did rape jokes. Chad Green did rape jokes.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That episode, I was like, I don't think I've ever been on an episode where that was a thing.
Yeah, that was definitely a thing.
That was one of the Tanner Thursdays, the train wreck Thursday.
No, that was the Thanksgiving show.
It just happened to be on a train wreck Thursday.
We were all thankful for that show.
We should have called it the gravy train wreck Thursday. Yeah. I didn't appreciate that one.
No, I know you didn't.
Oh.
I'll admit I laughed.
I mean, I laughed too, but, you know.
You laughed to hide the pain.
You laughed, yeah, exactly. It was that painful laugh.
It was the Perryville teeth bit that Jesse did in the car.
Oh,
where, I had to laugh because I was, hiding, just my heart breaking that he said something like that.
You had to laugh so the tears wouldn't fall.
Oh, they fell. But, I was masking it with the laugh.
Plus, we were in the dark. We couldn't tell.
Oh, God, it hurt. That was the Poplar Bluff trip. Oh, the Poplar Bluff trip.
That was a fun episode.
That was a fun episode.
We're banned from Poplar Bluff now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's Jonathan Atwood has to come see us. We can't go see him.
That's actually our 2 year anniversary happens to coincide with Johnny Atwood's birthday.
That's true. Happy birthday, Johnny Atwood.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I sent him a picture of Billy Hills,
wished him happy birthday. He got it. He got the point.
That's good.
And that's, that's one of the things, talking about Billy Hills, segue, that's one of the things we get to do now with Podzilla 1985, whereas before it started as just a group of people trying to make each other laugh and just dicking around on microphones, because that's all it was, to now, fast forward 2 years later, me and Dalton and Allie and Asa, we're working with Cape Championship Wrestling. We get to hang out with these guys. We do interviews for them. We do all this crazy stuff. You guys on Nerd Up, you've interviewed comic book artists. You went to, what was it? Was it Rooster?
RTX. Yeah.
What is that?
Rooster Teeth
that?
Expo.
Rooster Teeth Expo.
Yep.
Chickens don't have teeth.
Wow.
No.
Do chickens have teeth?
No. We love chickens.
We eat chickens. We have drinks named after us at Villainous Ground.
That's true. Yes.
Our favorite.
Some of us have drinks named after us.
Yeah,
one of us got a picture.
Well, they couldn't think of a good drink to throw in with dick sucking lips.
David, your move. Calling my shot now.
No, just call it the DSL.
The DSL.
I'll see you tomorrow with a good idea.
No, hold on. You can call it the DSL and make it about a highly caffeinated beverage because it's high speed internet.
Yeah.
A wink and a nod. I'll see you tomorrow.
We can call it the Dolphin Friend.
God. I miss the days where I cussed on these. Because I want to.
There was somebody in here the other day. I think it was yesterday. I think it was Jacob Barna. I think.
I don't know who that is.
He's a regular in Jackson. He's been coming in forever. He's a good guy. Huh. And he said, yeah, man, I'd love to be on the show sometime. Me and my girlfriend could come on. And I was like, not a good idea. Last time someone brought their girlfriend on, they broke up.
Hey, guys. Spoiler alert.
Hey, Dalton. You don't want to bring your girlfriend on the show.
Well, okay. That happened because I just did my senior recital.
Yeah.
And she was there. So I couldn't be like, hey, Britt, F off for an hour so while I record this show. Like, I was like, we'll just go ahead and sit in. I didn't know she would talk. It's kind of like whenever Asa
when
brought
you got
me,
invited here the first time, yeah.
Because
yeah.
They don't understand sitting in means go find a chair away from the table and perch.
Lee? Nobody explained that rule to me.
Lee?
And stop acting like it didn't work out. You guys have been telling this story for a year and a half. Oh, Dalton's barged into an episode now. I have been one of the most consistent members except for whenever I quit for a month and a half.
We love you, Dalton.
Yeah, anytime we desperately need someone to fill a spot, you are the third or fourth person for sure. If Ethan's at Schnucks shopping there, because he likes to eat there.
It's a good food library.
It's a good food library. Yeah. Where he shops.
Where he shops.
Where we all shop at. I was at Schnucks earlier.
I was actually at Schnucks earlier as well.
I got a Pepsi because Bob and I decided 2 year anniversary, we can break our rule a little bit. So we got Pagli Eyes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we got Pepsi. And I ate about 4 pieces. And I was like, I just can't eat this much anymore. And Lindsay, you weren't home because you're still in other places.
The shoe library.
So I throw the other half
shoe
to
shoe library.
I give the other half to Allie.
I have a very disorganized shoe library
the
right
trash
now.
The trash bird library.
Sport library.
I want to point out, she eats 2 pieces. And then she gets to the third piece. She holds that piece in her hand for almost an hour in the same exact condition she had it an hour ago. And I looked at her, I was like, are you nursing that thing?
I mean, you can put the pizza down.
No, he did.
Took the box.
She put it down in the trash. Because she couldn't finish it.
Well, that's not nice to take the box. You could have gave her a plate.
No, you don't want to give people an option. You finish the pizza. This is Pagli Eyes. You got Pagli Eyes money all the time?
I mean, you could have left me a piece and I would have ate it.
Well, no, I ate the other pieces. It was
clearly.
I doubt you're going to want to eat the one she's been chewing on.
So hold on.
No, but a puff.
So did Bob just get his own poly ice pizza?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Wait, are you telling me you stopped drinking soda?
He's cutting down. Yeah, I try not to drink as much.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
It's weird, yeah, because like before I met you guys, I completely cut out soda for like a year and a half, and then just being around here in that machine, I needed it, and then I cut it out like back in December. I feel great. I also need to lose 20 pounds, but like I feel great now that I don't have the soda in me.
If I can lose about 194 pounds, I think I'll look good.
So you'd weigh like 100. Wait a minute, no.
I weigh like 100. I would weigh like 107, 108 if I lost 100.
You would weigh less than me
and me.
And all of you. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I mean, you'd only have about 15 pounds on Mandy.
I'm pretty sure I would look like one of those vinyl pops.
I don't think
just a big old head.
Just a big old head on a little body.
I don't think it's possible for you to weigh that little.
I think it would
I
be
feel
like
your skeleton weighs that much.
I think it would be like, your big bone.
No, bitch, you ain't big bone. You got regular bones with a fat ass meat around it.
You would look like SpongeBob in that one episode with the anchor arms, just all the extra.
He doesn't watch SpongeBob.
I'm young.
SpongeBob offended me.
I completely forgot.
You can't cook underwater.
There was actually one episode where they addressed that. They lit a fire underwater, like a campfire. And they're like, how's this working underwater? And then immediately the fire went out.
Thanks, SpongeBob.
They just have to not think about it.
Yeah, they ruin the magic when they think about it.
So shout out to Pagli Eyes. Maybe we'll get some free pizza.
No, we won't. Maybe
I'll get a pizza named after me.
That's not going to happen.
Like, it's extra cheese and it's called, like, The Regret. Or the pizza sweats.
It's the meat lovers of the extra cheese.
That sounds like a Little Fitty Productions movie.
I've been to Poly Eyes in forever because the last two times I've been there, it was not worth the price I paid.
How much you pay for a pizza at Pagli Eyes?
It's like 15 plus for a large.
Oh man, you can go to Little Caesars and get one for $5.
Yeah, you can drink toilet water. Why go out and get a Pepsi?
you could go to Mary Jane's, but why? Because you can go to McDonald's.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
Are we hitting up that one place in a couple weeks?
Oh, absolutely. Brewburger?
Brewburger.
Yeah,
read Batman when I can read Moon Knight?
Moon Knight.
Moon
Knight. We're talking about apples to apples. Like, what you're talking, like, what you want is, like, you can eat Apple Jacks or you can eat dirt, what you're trying to do.
I understand Moon Knight early in his career got a lot of crap, but in the last, like, several years, Moon Knight's been consistently good.
Is this actually
a thing?
Moon Knight,
yeah.
Yeah. He's basically Batman from Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay. That Marvel designed him, yeah, to kind of be their Batman.
So,
this chat is a mess.
So, anyway, since we got on it, do you know that Marvel's canceling a bunch of stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people do that all the time.
Oh. Well, because I was at Villainous Grounds today for all your coffee and comic book needs, and they told me that they were canceling a bunch of Marvel stuff. Like, they haven't gotten the notice, but they've been hearing that they're canceling a bunch of stuff.
I got a fun game real quick. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're each going to pitch a 10-second ad for Villainous Grounds. No rehearsal. And we're going to start.
My brain is not working well enough for this.
Bad. I've already said it. It's in order. Allie, you go first.
Wait a minute. This is your game. You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. All right. Jesse, you got me?
What?
He wants the 10 seconds.
Head over to Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri, where you can get the latest comics, catch up on your old favorites, and get the best cup of coffee in town. That is Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Tell him Mr. 100 sent you.
That's 13 seconds.
And it was gold. 13 seconds of gold.
He did good enough that none of us have to do it.
No, that's not true. No. Allie already said she was going to do it.
No, I didn't.
No. Allie, go.
No, I'm not.
David and Mary Jo need you.
Go to Villainous Grounds. They're amazing people.
I guess.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
All right, so what I want you to do right now is stop this podcast, rewind 10 seconds, and then play Allie's again and then count that as mine. Was that 10 seconds long? It felt like 10 seconds.
It felt like an eternity.
That's something I've heard a lot in
Jesse,
my life.
Show him how it's done.
I got him. I broke Jesse.
I'm trying not to laugh.
All right. A subtle jab.
Okay. Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Make sure that you head there for great coffee, great conversation, all your comic book favorites. They've got back stock. They've got future stock.
Get done. I thought it was going well, but the audience turned on him.
Said 10 seconds. I was counting.
Lindsay, go.
I really don't want to do this. My brain is not working right now. I have worked 3 all-day shifts in a row.
4, 5. Keep going. 6.
They have yummy chocolate. 7. It makes me happy.
Say Villainous Grounds right now.
Villainous Grounds.
Counts.
They're going to put that on a banner.
Lindsay Wolf goes, I work 3 all-day shifts. I'm tired. Villainous Grounds.
No, tasty chocolate makes me happy.
Makes me happy.
Villain is Ground.
Yeah, well, they're going to do a Pokemon event in a couple months, and it's going to be awesome.
Wait, so, real, yeah, well, Lindsay's a part awesome. Of.
In June at some point.
Look at us doing big things over on Podzilla 1985. we've all just put ourselves into the community now through this podcast, which is funny to me because this is a worldwide podcast. I checked it today. We got more countries now.
Really?
We have a surprisingly large following in like France and Russia.
That scares me.
Especially Russia. You can't say Russia right now.
No, France scares me.
Why?
Don't they have better things to listen to?
Huh? Like what, Celine Dion?
No, like French podcast.
She's Canadian.
Canadians are French.
So
French
I do.
Canadian. Only some Canadians.
Celine Dion is French Canadian.
Yes, so yes. Am I. Oh.
So I do wonder.
You are from Pennsylvania.
My ancestors.
All right, so true story. We'll move past this. I wonder if like the Russian thing has anything to do with. I went to Russia. A lot of people know this. Years ago, it was back in like 2000.
Don't say that out loud right now.
2008?
Okay.
That was fine.
That was before Trump.
Yeah, yeah. I went to Russia back in 2008 and I added a bunch of the people that I met on Facebook. And I don't ever communicate with any of them, but they're still friends on Facebook.
And you can't give them a shout out because you can't pronounce their names without seeing them written. And some time.
I mean, I could probably, because one of them is Storyteller Mary is the name she has on Facebook.
I don't think that's her real name.
It is not. Her real name is Mary.
I know one Russian person that I can pronounce his name, and that's Zangief.
Zangief!
Zangief.
Gif?
Gif.
Cause I know one is Ilya. There's another one. His name starts with a Pavel. Pavel's that guy's name.
These all sound like planets from Star Wars.
Yeah. I went to Pavel yesterday. I dropped off some droids.
So were they the Twi'lek. Were they the one? Bang to Twi'lek. Jesus. I'm sorry,
I mean,
guys.
Why wouldn't you?
What were you going to ask?
I also know a Russian named Ilya.
It's a very common name. That's like John.
That's racist as shit, Allie. Just because they both have the same name, Ilya, you think they're related?
No! That's not what I was saying.
They probably know each other.
That's not what I was saying either.
Russia's a small country.
It's really not.
That's the bit. We're sorry, guys. We're just going to keep apologizing.
I'm not sorry, Russia.
No,
Russia's the enemy.
I mean, they're probably laughing.
No, they're listening to us. They are our friends.
No, they're not.
The ones that are listening to us are there. I'm cool with them.
Maybe those guys. I mean, if Putin's listening to us. You a friend of Putin?
You really think Putin's listening to this listening? Podcast?
He has
better. He's just sitting around without a shirt on listening to our podcast.
No, he's sitting around. Somebody's painting him shirtless.
And he's eating Ritz crackers.
No, he
not
can't.
Golden Rounds?
He's getting Golden Rounds.
No, no. He's wealthy enough for Ritz.
He's got his Ritz money.
Putin's on them Ritz.
Put it on the Putin on the Ritz.
I get that. Oh, that's
I just got that.
So you, oh, I love that joke.
I asked, I posted on Facebook, hey, give us some questions so we can talk about it tonight on the show.
Did anybody ask anything?
No.
One. We got one.
Well, we got one.
Wait a minute. Ask me, Shannon.
Hey, Dalton, did we get any questions?
Yeah, one.
Actually, we got two.
Oh, did we?
One was texted to me.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
But here's the one that we got. Let's answer it real quick. This is from Asa Gray.
Because he couldn't be here.
Because he couldn't be here tonight because he's being a good guy. He said, what's your favorite Asa story?
Ooh.
My favorite Asa story.
All right, so well, this was like 3 years ago. It's back when we...
God damn it. That is literally Putin on the Ritz.
It's a gif of Putin driving over,
a
shirtless.
A giant, shirtless.
Yeah. It's important to note, shirtless.
So,
of course.
I love that gif. So we can finally add some class to this episode. We're going to talk about Asa.
He's a five-star man.
He is a five-star man. And we have 5 one-star stories to tell about him.
His absence from this show, it's negative 5 stars. Minus 5 stars. Man, what's your story? What's your Asa story?
It was back when we worked together at the clothing library.
I think you could say it at this point.
JCPenney.
Okay, because I don't think either of you are going back anytime soon.
That's
maybe you.
Hopefully not true.
Well, if Billy Hills keeps talking smack.
The way they're closing stores.
Also, GameStop closing over 150 stores, Jesse.
Yep.
So, Asa, we had like a game night, and we wanted to go play like Seen It, and none of us had it, so we went to Walmart at like midnight to go pick up Seen It, Asa and I in a car. And this was back when I was like 19. And we were driving there, and then we couldn't find Seen It. I think we were looking for like Nickelodeon or something like that. And I found Nerf guns. And I decided I'm going to assault the crap out of my friends with a Nerf gun whenever we walk into the door. So I get it ready. I built the gun in his car, and he's just looking at me like he always does now, like that disappointment look. I'm just like, I have to drive you around because we're buddies, but you are the worst.
You are.
And he opens the door. I take 2 steps in, and the gun jams because it's one of the automatic ones. So I'm just standing there pointing a Nerf gun at my friends, not shooting Nerf darts. and just the look of disappointment on Asa. It's like, because
he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, because it's me. Like, and that's back before, like, Daltoning thing was a thing, where it was like, you Daltoned it.
That was always a thing. It just didn't have a name at the time.
That's true.
Yeah, and he's literally taking
people
out everything.
People have been Daltoning things for centuries.
Yeah. They just didn't know it was you yet.
The first Great Wall of China. That got Dalton the hell out of.
Was those monsters in that movie we saw?
Yeah.
That's what happened to the Great Wall.
Dalton. Got Dalton.
The monsters were called Daltons. Hey, Allie, what's your favorite Asa story?
So, we played Choking
Hazard.
Joking Hazard is what it's actually called. Joking Hazard here at the store. And Asa did this huge bit of explaining like an entire episode of It's Always Sunny to my brother.
That was pretty funny.
While he just sat there, was just like, okay.
That was pretty good.
I forgot that. About that. That was a good one.
Jesse, what about you? What's your favorite Asa story?
I mean, any story that involves Asa is a great story. But I have two in particular that I can think of. The first one was, it was like the first year that Asa really started hanging out with us. It was Halloween. And I wanted to kind of surprise everybody.
I remember this one.
So I dressed up as Kevin Owens.
Yeah, you
because did. I figured it was a really, really easy costume, and it was.
And you look good.
And I went and got my hair cut and everything. and then Asa walks through the door, and he just sees me, and the look on his face of just pure joy.
The happiness.
That was
it kicked in.
for several moments, at least. He was so incredibly happy.
You brought so much joy to his life. Briefly. And that's really all you can hope for.
And then, the other time, it was my birthday. I think it was my first birthday that, I really knew Asa, which honestly would have been about 2 weeks later when we had this party. So, we have this birthday party. We have it at my friend Ben's house or Ben's apartment, which is my old apartment. It's a great little party area. And, Asa comes and I'm so excited that he's there because I love Asa. And yeah, we're all drinking some alcohol and everything else, except yeah, Asa's not really drinking much just because he didn't feel good that day, I think was the reason. And, at one point he was going to go, like, I ran out of beer because I was drinking a lot. So Asa for my birthday was going to go out and buy me another six pack. And I remember being just really worried that he was going to just use that as an excuse to Irish goodbye us.
Aww.
And then he came back with beer. And it was a happy ending.
Lindsay, what about you? What's your favorite Asa story?
I kind of like the first time he came over to our apartment and just like stared silently with his mouth open.
So you mean like the first time any of us had been to your apartment?
Pretty much.
Was this the same night that he coined the name, the five-star man?
Uh-huh.
Because me and him and Bob sat on the couch. We tried to watch that documentary on Nightmare on the Night Terrors or whatever.
Yeah.
And ended up just watching It's Always Sunny. And that's when we saw the episode with speed dating and the five-star man, and Asa took it. My favorite story about Asa, and this, I don't know how much you guys know about this, because Asa and I, we decided at one point to start like a band, which was a bad idea. Yes. So me and Asa.
Why do I not remember this story?
We didn't want to tell anybody because it was so
Give
bad.
Give it a second.
Okay.
So we started this band, the two of us, and it was going pretty well. We weren't great. We were okay. One day we're outside. We run to this phone booth. There's this guy in there telling us we need to go through time and we're going to collect
Everybody
these
get
historical
the joke
figures.
Yet?
Yeah.
We're going to bring them back so we can pass this class so we can rock
All
out.
All you are is dust in the wind, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And it turned out great. There was a sequel. We're
Would
talking
you say
about
it was
rebooting
excellent?
It. It was excellent.
Yeah.
It was an excellent journey.
Journey? It was an excellent journey, yeah.
What about adventure?
No, it was a journey.
I don't like that. Doesn't work for me.
Because like they had like recorded on their cell phone, and it wasn't an adventure. It was
then
like a journey.
They're gonna have a bogus adventure later.
Every day I pray to the Grim Reaper, but still nothing.
Didn't you meet him once?
I thought I met him last night. This is a true story. Lindsay,
I don't remember you freaking out.
She doesn't remember this, but I get up at 3 a.m. and I remember because I looked at the clock, but I get up and for some reason in my head, there's a countdown and I'm going to die at the end of this countdown. I've got like 10 seconds and I've got to find something in my room that will save my life. So I hit the light and I'm knocking stuff over. And the only way I know that I didn't dream this because this morning I looked and there's stuff all over the floor.
There is stuff.
There's stuff all over the floor.
There's like Disney Infinity figures everywhere.
And I'm freaking out because I think I'm about to die. I mean, literally, I'm not joking. Like this is the scariest I've ever been in my life. And then finally, I guess it woke Lindsay up and she said, you're not going to die. And I kind of looked around and I looked at the clock and it was 3 a.m. And I sat for a second. I'm like, okay, not dying, not dying, not dying. Hit the light. crawl back into bed, hug my pillow, stare at the wall, not gonna die.
I was really hoping that story was gonna end with it hit zero and then break the walls down, God said. I'm like, oh, you were living Chris Jericho's entrance through that like night terror.
Does he die in his entrance?
No, but it's the countdown.
There are a lot of countdowns.
But that's the main one.
Chris Jericho has the main countdown?
Yes.
Is it the final countdown?
That's the one everyone knows.
That's the joke that I've been thinking of, but I don't know enough about this to really.
About me having night terrors.
I don't remember getting up and telling you you're not dying or anything. Well, it happened. I really don't.
Well, it happened.
I honestly, I've had those dreams before, like these perception altering dreams where they are so realistic that you wake up and you are sure they are real and that everything that happened there really happened. I've woken up irrationally pissed off at people because of dreams. I wake up and the dream was so realistic.
I think my favorite was Bob. He told me a story once about how he woke up and he saw little creatures
through his windows.
No, no, they were walking into his parents' room.
Oh, I remember.
And they were
story.
Walking through the door into his parents' room. So he started grabbing stuff around his bed, like his figures and stuff like that, and chucked them at their door. And he just started. They came out like, what are you doing? And he just fell back asleep.
How old was he?
20.
I was really hoping you were going to say that, yeah. But I was prepared for 13.
No, Bob is the best when it comes to night terrors. The only other one I can remember that was that good, I don't remember the kid that stayed over, but he stayed the night with me. He got up in the middle of the night. This one I was like, we were like 12, 11, and he walks in the hallway and he's sleepwalking. I can see he's sleepwalking. So I walk up to him like, dude, you okay? And I kind of touch him. He's still walking. So I turned him to walk toward my room. He walks into my room and immediately starts throwing up all over it.
Ew!
Yeah.
He was trying to find the bathroom.
I regretted sending him to my room. That's the last time I ever sent a young boy to my room.
That's good. The night man cometh.
Day man.
And actually, Hunter sent me a question. He asked, what's our favorite meme from Podzilla 1985? Ones that the popular answer is clearly
Sorry Billy.
Sorry Billy's a good one. I like that one. There's also Cody should watch Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yep.
That's one of my favorites.
Yep.
The term So Razor.
That is not a Podzilla thing.
No.
That is a you and Hunter thing that you have yet to explain.
Can I explain it real quick?
Yes.
Okay. So I had a friend named Quentin, and what a lying son of a bitch he was. And he said at one point, I shit you not, we were in his car listening to, who sings that song, Save Tonight, Fight the Break of Dawn?
Oh.
Is it Eagle Eye Cherry?
Yes.
Yeah. We're listening to the song, you know, Save Tonight, Fight the Break of Dawn, Come Tomorrow.
Oh, yep, I got it.
He says, as we're driving, he's like, yeah, you know, I wrote that for them. With a serious face. Serious face. He wrote that song for Eagle Eye Cherry.
Oh,
well,
he
decided he was going to try to make the term Razor the new cool. Because he thought that was a good term. So every time we would talk about something, like, oh, that's so Razor. He talked like that. That's so Razor, bro. That's real Razor.
Oh, God.
That died quickly.
Good.
Yeah.
It needed to.
Until about a month ago when I remembered it.
I told Hunter.
Yeah.
Aren't pathological liars a lot of fun, though?
No.
Oh, they're the best.
So, have I ever told you about my friend Garrett from high school?
I don't think so.
All right, so I worked with this dude at Burger King. He graduated high school with me. He had all these just fantastical tales of his life in general, most of which were about him being an underground kung fu master.
That's a true story.
Yeah, sorry, not kung fu, karate. He was an underground karate master.
Get your shit straight.
My bad. He would frequently fly out to Tokyo for these underground karate tournaments. And I shit you not. He said, this was a story that he told me that he wanted me to believe was true. One of the tournaments that he went to, it was him and his sensei.
What's his name? Jim?
Sensei Joe. He never said his actual name. So, yeah, they're at this tournament, this rival dojo, right? They were also there. And,
I swear to Christ, if this turns into a Karate Kid joke, I'm gonna snap. That is it! Is that he son
not,
of a bitch? Okay.
It's not. I wish it was!
Get a body back, Garrett!
So they go to this karate tournament, and, so apparently somehow, Garrett's arm got broken. Not sure how. I don't remember if he told this part of the story or not, but yeah, his arm is broken, so he can't fight in this tournament now. So
wait a minute, you don't need to know the guy.
I know.
He
shut up.
All the way to Tokyo for nothing.
all the way there for nothing. So his particular rival in this rival dojo was making fun of him, like, and he basically challenged his honor. So his sensei fought this guy to defend his honor. And partway through the fight, the rival dojo's sensei stepped in and broke the guy's neck. Broke his sensei's neck.
Oh my god.
This story is stole from Roadhouse.
So now.
Shut up, Donald.
This bird flies from the ceiling, heals both his sensei and his arm, and then Garrett successfully goes 1-on-2 against the rival dojo's lead guy and the sensei.
That's a Tokyo bird.
Why would you do that? Because your sensei's healed too. That was part of the story.
Uh-huh.
He didn't need him with his arm healed.
If you keep looking, there are so many holes in his story, it's not even funny.
Well, like, no, it makes sense. Like, yeah, he broke his arm. He was in an underground kung fu or karate tournament.
No, I don't think he got to fight in the tournament.
I like how Dalton has taken the story to this point and then goes, wait a minute. That doesn't add up.
But like, it's the Harry Potter Phoenix thing where I'm like, where the hell did that come from? You know, to heal him.
You know who else told stories like that? Chad. Not just about me puncturing Bob, but Chad, when we first met Chad, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. When we first met Chad, he carried around with him a picture of a woman or a girl and a kid. He said that was his kid. And that picture, we found out later,
was from a generic frame.
Was the insert picture that they put into wallets sometimes. That Chad said was his baby mama and his baby. He also said he had a Hummer when he was like 15. He had to sell his Hummer. I'm not kidding. Sell his Hummer because his friend Charlie was in a skateboarding accident and was decapitated, and Chad had to pay for his funeral.
With his Hummer?
His Hummer money.
It sounds like Chad was giving out blowjobs.
Chad.
Yeah, that was his Hummer.
Also, Chad was the worst liar in the world.
Garrett also told us a story. He has this scar on his stomach. Looks like it's just from an appendectomy or something. But he has a scar on his stomach. I've heard four different stories for that. The two that I can remember most are he got mauled by a bear, which later he turned into a joke. Anytime somebody would ask about it, he would say that he got mauled by a 3-foot bear. So that's what it turned into.
It's good that he's turning his personal tragedies into humor.
Yeah. And then the other one was that he was out helping his dad with something, and they were on a ladder. I don't remember the exact details, but the way it ends is somehow Garrett fell over and his dad fell on top of him and landed on his stomach, and that caused this surgery scar.
Knife first. He landed knife first.
He landed knife first right
into his stomach. Right into him.
Yeah, that was another story that his dad cut him, but he stopped telling that one real fast.
I wonder why. It's like Chad doesn't tell that story anymore about the time I steamrolled Bob.
And the one thing about Garrett, like, he actually was in really good shape. Like, he looked fit. Like, he looked like he could probably be, involved in karate pretty heavily.
Do you do underground karate fights in Tokyo? Do you know the struggle?
I can't say that I do.
Maybe he's the Chuck Liddell of underground karate.
But he also went to these on weekends. Like, he would leave Friday after school, and then he would come back and be back in time for school on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Those flights are really short now.
Yeah, really, really short flights to Japan.
Yeah.
To Tokyo.
He took the bullet plane.
The bullet plane!
Yep. Also the name of a Little Fitty Productions movie.
The Bullet Plane. Let's tell your favorite story about Shannon. Allie, what's your favorite Shannon story?
Wait a minute,
story?
Did you ever tell your favorite Asa story?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember we were the Wild Stallions.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he never told an actual story.
Oh, do I have to tell an actual one?
Yeah.
All right.
You know Asa will want you to.
Oh, God. It's really hard to say because any adventure with Asa really is a fun one. Asa has, in the 2-3 years I've known him now, probably 3, maybe 4? It's been a while.
However long you've worked at this establishment.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years.
How long has this place been open?
This place has been open 3 years.
So you've known him for 3 years.
But Jackson has been open longer, and I first met him in Jackson.
But because he was applying he wanted to know for an application for this store.
I think he came in with somebody. Just came in, and I was watching wrestling. And then Asa noticed what I was watching, and he recognized one of the guys, and we argue over whether it was Savio Vega or Ese Rios. But either way, he knew him, and I kind of, my head turned, it craned, like that dramatic Perry dog. It's just the dern, 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 and I turned around. And then Asa and I became fast friends. And Asa and I have remained good friends. So I don't have a specific or Asa story to tell other than the fact that he has become one of my best friends in the short amount of time, and a time when I didn't want to make new friends. I've had the same friends for ever.
Can confirm.
So for me to make new friends is unheard of. And I've made a handful of them here at the store, including Dalton, including Allie, including Ethan, Billy. But Asa has definitely become like my right-hand man. And, you know, that speaks to his character and what a great guy that Asa is. So that my Asa story is that Asa is awesome.
Asa is awesome.
Yeah. And we have our disagreements, as we all do. There's not a single person at this table that I haven't had a drag-out fight with at one time or another.
That's true. Yeah. One of them's on air.
Two of them's on air.
Probably a couple of them have been on air. But yeah, I'd say of the group, I'm probably the most volatile, or at least I piss people off the most. Because when people get mad at each other, it's not a thing. But when they get mad at me, or we get mad at each other, it's a thing. And there are apologies given. There's usually drinks consumed, like in peace talk. So yeah, I'm not an easy person to get along with. So for Asa to be such a good friend of mine, that speaks volumes about him. So
I think it's less that it's just what ends up being disagreed about. It's never a small thing.
It can be though, because
it's never just like
I can definitely pick people to the point that they get real mad. Lindsay,
mm-hmm.
Allie,
yeah,
yeah,
like that, like me just making her fun of her voice, going yeah, like that's how she sounded just then. She's looking at me now angrily. Or the fact that we all thought Power Rangers was awesome, and Dalton's an idiot who thought it was terrible.
Let's talk about Power Rangers.
Oh. We don't need to talk about Power Rangers again.
No, I want to talk about. I want to talk. I want to talk about the product placement.
No, it's fine.
Do you
want to
make Asa
angry?
You
don't like Krispy Kreme. Let's move past it.
Dude, Krispy Kreme is awesome. What's wrong with you?
First, I never liked Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, you're a liar.
I mean, I got burnt out on it in college because in one of our history classes, someone worked there and they brought donuts in like every other class.
Look at Oyster's Donut Feller over here.
I didn't buy them. They were given to us.
Meanwhile, you know what was given to me?
Not archery in high school.
Advice on how to get a job to afford Krispy Kreme someday.
So anyway, your favorite Shannon story?
No, well, let's not do that. I changed my mind.
All right.
Because like none of the Shannon stories are going to be good.
That's not true.
Or some of them are going to be sentimental, and I don't want those. So let's skip me. Let's do our favorite story about Lindsay.
Why?
She makes a mean Alfredo.
I wouldn't know.
I like cooking.
Favorite Jesse story. Jesse.
Oh, easy. Whenever we were in Indianapolis a couple months back, and New Year's Eve goes into New Year's. It's now like midnight, and we're walking back to the hotel. It's on a Sunday, so you can't get booze after midnight.
Don't talk good.
talk better than Jesse that night.
That's not true, and you know it.
The entire walk, which was like about like a 20-minute walk back to our hotel, was Dalton buy his booze, and Dalton get us home and buy us booze, and it didn't matter what.
No, we didn't need you to get us home. We just needed you to buy us booze because we needed you to drive to buy booze somewhere.
You had to have a designated driver.
But we all knew good and well the second I took Jesse's keys, he would tell me not to drive his new car because he's so worried about it. But no, and like just the entire of him yelling, Dalton, get me booze, and me trying to explain how we couldn't do it, and he knew, but he still yelled at me to buy booze. And then he woke up in the morning with no hangover. That was the weirdest part.
Oh, beer doesn't give me a hangover, homie.
I was so confused because, like, if I drank, I, like, am dead the next day.
Yeah, but you're a sissy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is that offensive?
Can I call him a sissy?
I'm also Irish.
You meant it's to be
hereditary.
Offensive.
You were from Missouri.
I'm offensive, like, he drinks like a girl. So is it offensive if I say sissy? Or like a gay man? Like, is that offensive?
I'm not.
I mean, to be fair, Andrew was there.
And he drank more than I did.
Significantly.
He's a bear though. He's definitely a top.
Wait a minute.
He's not hairy.
I was gonna go to a full It's Always Sunny thing there, but
yeah, I saw that.
I knew where you were going. Yeah,
my favorite Jesse story. There's too many to tell because you and I have been doing this for a long time. We've been doing this longer than anybody except me and Lindsay. Lindsay and I have done it much longer. That sounds dirtier than I meant it to be.
or not dirty enough.
Ooh.
Depends on who you ask.
But I think my favorite recent story was when we got heavy into Heroes of the Storm and played constantly and won constantly. And there's two moments that really stick out for me. One is the pre-match Melissa Debling picture.
Yes, that was
psych
us
up for the next match. Yeah. And my other favorite is the time that I was a little laggy And I, so we have Vitrillo going and we're playing Heroes of the Storm. And it's at the end of the match. Everyone is dead but me. And I can help save, they're attacking our base, but I instead charge to try to destroy theirs, which is a bad move. And Jesse's yelling at me, don't come back and help us. We're dead, please. But my audio is lagging, so I don't hear it until after the match is over. And then Jesse just comes through at once. Stop! What are you doing? You idiot! Come back here!
Let's be fair, it wasn't that mean. It was like, Shannon, no, don't go over there. We just need to defend this base. Shannon.
Meanwhile, I'm just charging forward.
Shannon, no, please. Shannon, come back.
And I heard none of this until the end. I was like, oh, I feel bad.
I think you were about halfway there when you finally heard it. Yeah, we did. You were about halfway there because I saw you turning around, but you already got halfway down the lane.
I wasn't getting there anytime soon, yeah.
I'm like, no, Shannon, why?
And that was a lot of fun. In defeat, it was still very funny.
That was really funny.
Allie, what's your favorite Jesse story? Lindsay.
Where we were all stupid and really into Full Metal Alchemist for a while, so we're like, ooh, let's go to the midnight showing of the second Full Metal movie. Mm-hmm. It'll be great.
It wasn't.
It was not.
I remember because I stayed home and watched a movie called, Mothman. Not the Mothman Prophecies, but just Mothman. A really shitty like sci-fi movie. I probably would have rather just gone with you guys because that
was
terrible.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
All right, Allie, back to you now.
I don't know because...
This is why I skipped you.
Most... So, the only time I really get to see Jesse, because he works during the day, and I'm typically here during the day if I'm not at school or at work, is on Mondays when we go get lunch, and if Sunday, if we're all just hanging out here for wrestling or whatever. And so most of the memories I have with Jesse are just talking in my car on the way to go get lunch.
Hey, you know what, kid? Those will be the best memories you keep.
Boy, hope not. They're not entertaining trips.
How's school?
Yeah. How's your day?
I beg to disagree.
New
car ride talks are what started this podcast.
That's true.
Seriously.
What, Dalton?
About to say, how many
to
trips
be fair,
have you...
those were St. Louis car ride trips.
Those
though.
Were long car ride trips. Compare those to like, all right, so an hour trip, a 2 hour trip, those are really funny. Hold on, Dalton. Shut your mouth.
Allie and I just
shut
had my
the fuck up.
Allie and I just had our favorite, if you're asking what my favorite Allie story is, and it's anytime on a show and I get talked over, and I just look at Allie with the feet in my face. And
I understand.
That's literally what just happened. I just looked at her, but it's usually across the table so you don't notice it.
Yeah. That's because me and insert Asa, me insert Jesse are staring at each other, yelling back and forth. And you try to talk. It's adorable.
Now Allie's getting to see the whole old Dalton lean back in the chair and not say anything for 5 minutes.
So Dalton.
Hey,
can you give us your
putty? We
don't
have the dolphin here.
You want me to do the putty?
Do the putty.
It's not good.
Now go ahead.
I'm sorry to spike that.
That's like.
Why didn't the Power Rangers move? Alright, so the putties in the new movie are awesome.
Oh, here we go.
But that would have been so great if they did. Like, why do these big rock monsters make that sound?
Oh, also.
Why did they spark?
Well, they sparked to begin. Well, the second,
they rocked.
The second generation of the putties sparked, like when they had the little like armor chest things.
Did they not spark in the original?
They might have, but I don't remember them sparking right away.
No, don't check it. We only have about 10 minutes. For the love
of
God!
Crap, I was about
also,
to
also speaking of Power Rangers, real quick. So something we found out from Asa.
That's not
yesterday.
Jason is the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I know. I realized that afterwards. Like him, I was tired. Okay.
It did look like.
Well,
him.
You convinced all of us.
I know.
That makes you feel better. We all, for the rest of the movie, were like, oh, that's cool. Jason's the dad.
Well, it's because literally the day before I had watched stuff from the premiere, and I'm sorry, but they look a lot alike.
They do look a lot alike. That's true.
Racist.
Yeah, Asa was immediately, like, skeptical. He's like, no, that's not all
the same. And that's fine. I'm wrong. I'm willing to admit I'm wrong.
When
I'm
you said
wrong
it,
quite often.
When you said it, I did have some concern.
Of all people should have learned not to listen to me.
I hesitated and I looked at him and I was like, it does look a lot like him, but I figured they would have made a bigger deal if Austin St. John was like, why would they cast him?
Well, at that point, I knew there were two cameos.
And that was at the very end.
Yes.
Turns out.
And that was when we had, Jason David Frank and,
Andrew Johnson.
Yeah.
The only two you care about in the show were the ones with three names. Jason David Frank, Amy Jo Johnson.
The only David I liked from that show was David Yost. You son of a...
It was Yost.
Was it?
I don't know.
I never pronounced it. It's like a screamer. I didn't know. I've always read it. I didn't know how to say it.
A screamer?
Yeah, Nightwing's weapons.
You say that word. I'm curious what your pronunciation is.
I didn't know the word he was trying to say. You say screamer?
A screamer.
The sticks, his weapons?
Oh, I don't know how to pronounce it. I've never seen that word. I've always heard like,
sticks?
Tonfa? I've always heard Tonfas.
That's a wrestler.
T-O-N-F-A is what I've always heard. Or nightsticks, you know?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Because I've always called them Eskrima sticks.
That just sounds wrong.
Oh, so if you listened to Nerd Up last week and you were wondering who actually has the correct pronunciation, believe it or not, Dalton for once. I got one.
No, remember, we weren't sure because it could go either way. Because Eskrima, what we found was the E-S-K-R-I-M-A, and Eskrima, or the sticks are E-S-C-R-I-M-A. And Eskrima is a Portuguese thing. Eskrima, we couldn't find an origin
on.
It
just sounds like you're all trying to say Eskrimit. So which is gross.
I know what a Tompa is now.
It's not as good as Chad whenever we played X-Men Legends and he picked Wolverine. And he said, I'm going to put all my points into Eviscerate.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
And I said, you mean Eviscerate?
No, I mean,
no, that's what I said.
Do you think there's a pirate behind that door over there?
What'd you hear? I heard you call it Eviscerate.
Eviscerate. He used the wrong emphasis.
he put an incorrect syllable.
And I can say without hyperbole, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard someone say.
True story, Shannon used to say hyperbole.
Well, by used to, it was one time, and I got corrected, and I never said it again.
No,
the
we all
first
have...
time you come across the word hyperbole, and it's spelled H-Y-P-E-R-B-O-L-E, I'm going to say hyperbole.
No, that's, I mean, everybody has that word. Like, the one that I can remember off the top of my head is zealot. For the longest time, I pronounced that zealot.
Yeah, because that's what it looks like. Yeah,
I know the one you made fun of me on.
What?
Macabre.
Macabre? Is that how you said it?
No, I did worse, and I'm not going to say it.
Did you say macabre?
No, what did you I don't say? Remember. It was the title on one of my books, and you're making fun of me.
It's like Britta in Community and the word bagel. She pronounces it bagel, and everyone's just like, oh, you're the worst. Mm-hmm. Be like, there's always that one word.
I said there was another word that I used to get wrong all the time. I can't remember what it is now. I don't have to think about it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Zealot was one I used to get wrong too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be fair, you said macabre. That was the one that, mm-hmm. For the longest time, like, I knew what the word macabre was. And seeing the spelling.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it.
I thought it was two completely different words.
Yeah.
Because I knew the word macabre. It was a long time before macabre.
Macabre! That's my favorite show.
I don't actually know if that's how I said it or not. Whenever I read that word, like, I just didn't know what the word was, and I just used it in context, and it was fine.
Calvin, I heard the other day, he pronounces manga, manga.
Yeah.
Some people do that. I've heard
that. Which drives me crazy because he's so anal about Japanese words.
If mm-hmm. you say sesame around him, he'll correct you and say it's sasami.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, shut up, Calvin.
Open sasami.
Brush your hair.
Sesame. Have you not watched Sesame Street?
You don't like sasami chicken?
The only sasami I know is on Tenchi Muyo.
Muyo.
Wow, whatever. That was the most weeaboo thing I've ever heard in my life.
Plus, I don't think the spelling sesame is actually sasami in any language.
Sasami would be S-A-S-A-M-I. S-A-S-A-M-I. That's yeah. Sasami. Sesame is S-E-S-A-M-E, which is sesame.
I feel like
exactly.
I feel like the coolest kid at this table right now.
You say open sesame.
He said with the Spider-Man and Venom shirt. Or
exactly. That's the bit.
Yeah. He's the coolest guy. With his stupid, was that a Colts jersey?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going somewhere with it. The Colts jersey and the Spider-Man hat. Allie, if she unbuttons the bottom of her shirt and just leaves the top one, she looks like a Mexican gangster.
A little bit.
You would look loco.
Except she's really pale.
Well, albino gangster.
She's from North Mexico.
North Mexico.
She's from New Mexico. A little fresher. A little fresher.
I mean, Bob Odenkirk is pretty pale, and he's in that he's Saul Goodman.
He is. And he's from Illinois.
Really?
He's from really close to here. Yeah. Huh. There's a lot of celebrities that have been close here. I think Jenny McCarthy went to school in St. Louis, yeah. Or Carbondale, one. Dennis Franz is from the area. Rush Limbaugh, unfortunately, yeah. is from the area.
Hunter Hendricks mm-hmm. does radio here.
And does it damn well.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter, all right, we have to do our... we never answered his question. What's your favorite PZ85 meme?
Oh, well, that's
we
true.
Started. I answered.
Because yeah, we were going over the memes. And then
sorry,
it just...
Billy.
And then
we got Jesse, what about yours?
Woo, pass. I'll come back to it.
Dalton.
Oh. I don't know. Sorry, Billy. I'm going
to
stick with
have
that
you guys
one.
Have you guys listened to the show before? Like, have you heard the dialogue?
Once yeah. or twice.
Every once
well,
in a while.
Well, I mean, that depends on how far back you're going.
I'd say the one that probably made me laugh the most was when we did, there was an episode that it was me, Ethan, Jesse, and Tanner. And I think it was just us four. Lindsay may have been there, but I don't think so. And the entire show at the beginning, we used to just do the Nate voice. With the sucky blowies and the tuggy squeezies.
Oh, Moran! That's my
Moran.
Favorite. Yeah,
Moran.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, no,
really
that's
sad
my favorite.
That bit never went anywhere.
Especially now. We should bring it back. Now's the perfect time.
We should. But we don't do much political stuff right now. Like, PZ85 After Dark sort of, like, took away our only real political platform. And
yeah, well, that's because I was going to start that show on Saturday. That is just serious news. Mm-hmm. And it just hasn't happened yet because I'm scared of how terrible it'll be.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, did you guys like the show on the Saturday? Yeah, you talked about Trump? Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I listened to it.
It was great. I know at the very least Andrew would listen every week.
Took a stab in the dark.
That's the only shows of ours that he ever listens to.
The political ones? But they're the ones that get us in the most trouble.
I define trouble.
With Tanner.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's probably my favorite meme.
Bucket?
Bucket or the step toe with the raccoon?
God damn it.
Step toe to freedom. That's
his Pokemon move.
Tanner steptoed to freedom from the Republican Party and paid for it.
That was actually, I was really proud of that joke in the group chat the other day when you sent the picture of the raccoon in the house. Like, what do I do with this thing? I don't know. Steptoe with it.
Damn it.
Right to freedom. I was really proud of that joke.
I think the Ghostbusters one is the best because
I do enjoy the Ghostbusters one.
Because Cody gets so mad. He still takes it personal.
Oh. I was packing up that 2-pack today.
You thought about it?
I thought about Cody because I also have, you know, the Steelbook still in their plastic. I was like,
but you own them, right? Yeah. Even though you've never opened them, you own them.
Yeah.
That's more than Cody can say.
Cody, I'll give you my dual pack, man. I got the Steelbooks.
Wait a minute. All right. So, no, for real, though, since we're talking about it, and I've always been meaning to ask since you have it so many times, can I actually have them? Because I don't have them on Blu-ray.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll sell them to you.
Oh.
$5.
Never mind, Cody. They're all yours. Happy wedding. Oh, that's going to be the PZ85 gift, right?
Wow, you spiked it hard there. Thank you.
Cody already said that he would literally murder Shannon, and I believed him.
What's funny is I'm not the one giving him the movies. That's Jesse Kimball.
Well, like, we can put it, and then we can make that the PZ85 gift and, like, have all of us sign it and then get Austin Lane to sign it. Because, like, I was going to ask him if he wanted to put his name on the card.
And you see, Cody can't kill me because then he wouldn't have anybody to talk about computers with in the group chat.
I like computers. I just bought one.
That's true. That is true.
It's got a gigahertz of RAMs.
Oh, God.
And he can't kill me because Hunter and I disagree too much, and he needs, like, a reason to agree with Hunter more. So, like, if I die, that goes. Like, it's just gone. Forever.
I don't believe that you could say anyone at this table couldn't kill you. Literally.
No, you guys...
Oh, you were going for the Mexican gangster look?
No, I unbuttoned all of
them. Sorry.
Allie is stripping on the
I thought
podcast.
Chulo over here. No! No! There's a reason that we've only advertised one to her family. They don't need to... You've never cursed on the show, actually.
I have not.
You've been careful. I want you to say the F word.
No.
Friend?
I've heard her say it.
Oh, I've heard her say it.
Fraggle?
Not on the show.
I've heard her say the C...
I've
heard her say the N word.
That's true.
That was funny.
She's about to spit Mountain Dew everywhere.
I love that you say it, I also confirm it, and then Jesse does it after. Because it's usually you and I doing this, where it's like, oh no, we're going to mess with Allie, and then Jesse chimed in.
Okay, favorite Allie moment, when Dalton and I sat there texting her back and forth, and she had no idea we were right next to each other.
I was trying to take my break at work.
Dalton, she would text Dalton, and I would reply, why'd you text Dalton first? Why didn't you reply to me first? And then she replied to me, and then Dalton would jump on her.
Why'd you text me first? Or why'd you text him second? Like, that's literally in the,
oh,
for 20
you know what's
minutes.
Even better than that, though? Even better than that was that time that Nate was doing the videos or whatever about, like, Smash, and I asked, why didn't you include Hunter? And I was like, yeah, why didn't you include me? And we went back and forth that so much, like, Nate, I think, quit Facebook.
He's still on there,
crazy.
Unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
Well, we have something to try for next week.
That's my favorite Hunter moment, probably. Oh, there's so many.
No. Your favorite Hunter moments, whenever you guys were doing the Royal Rumble with Zach, and he kept eliminating, like, to the point where Zach just walked out.
No, Hunter walked out. Because Hunter wouldn't give him a rematch. Because
Zach
lost, and Zach grabbed the controller. He's like, "No, play again." And Hunter wouldn't touch it. And Zach was getting so mad, he literally made this noise as he played.
Yeah, that was always fun to come in like on my lunch break or something like that, and Zach would be here. Just play. UFC was the worst. Blame me again. Because
he couldn't win.
Blame me again.
Krista beat him.
Krista beat him. Krista beat him for the sandwich bowl.
And then she gave me the sandwich.
Which is weird. It was Jimmy John's. She doesn't usually give up Jimmy John's.
I do like Jimmy John's.
Everybody likes Jimmy John's.
Well.
I just don't like Jimmy John's price. Like, if I could get Jimmy John's sandwiches for, like, $2 cheaper.
If you can get a Jimmy John's sandwich at a McDonald's price, that would be fantastic.
To be fair, McDonald's is super expensive now.
I don't know. I can get food for me and him for, like, $11.
Think about what you just said, though. $11.
But that's four burgers, fries, and two drinks.
Ooh, she got you.
Supersized?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, you can get two meals from China Palace for $10.
I don't like China Palace.
I love China Sands.
Chan's is better.
That's fine.
Chan's is also more expensive.
You can get two meals from Chan's for $12.
Can you?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Maybe you get some on lunchtime.
Yeah, exactly. You get the lunchtime deal.
So if this is your first time tuning into Podzilla 1985,
we're all insane.
This is what to expect. Just a bunch of nothing. We're like the Seinfeld of podcasts.
Really, this is closest to our Thursday show?
Yeah. Well, normally today you would be listening to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, but because Ace is out of town, we did PW last night. Fantastic show. We had an interview with the best of the best, Austin Lane. Dalton, you want to give it a shot? No, yeah. He can't because he won't let you.
No, but he's not here, so somebody
legally
has to do
he
it.
Can't.
But it is.
He listens to the shows.
But it's rope to rope and pillar to post, the best of the best, Austin Lane.
Why don't you put some emphasis, put some respect on his name? It's from rope to rope, pillar to post, the best of the best, Austin Lane.
Why are you acting like
that's how you put some respect on his name?
Why are you acting like he's Lunch Money Larry?
It's Lunch Money
Larry?
Lonagus?
Lonagus. Oh, no, it's Lunch Money Legolas.
Lunch Money Legolas.
So, true story. We're not making this up. We saw last night, they're advertising WrestleMania, right? And there are four acts appearing on WrestleMania. Pitbull, Flo Rida, Stephen Marley, who apparently is the son of Bob Marley or something, or a cousin, or he went to jail with him, I don't know. And then Lunch Money, what we now know is Lunch Money Lewis. Now you may be going, who is Lunch Money Lewis? Do you remember a song from a couple years ago called Bills?
Nope.
I don't.
I'm going to play the video for you at some point, because I think you'll go, oh yeah, I remember
that. We can
that.
Make that the, because we have so many lawsuits.
The interest song tonight?
Yeah, because okay. We have to pay them bills.
Well, so Hunter posted on his Twitter, he said it was some kind of day, like music-wise. And I replied, it's a Lunch Money Larry kind of day, because I thought that was his name.
And we did a whole show last night
calling him Lunch Money Larry. And apparently Allie tried to correct us, and we shut her down.
So I was right?
Yeah.
Right.
So it was way funnier the way we did it, just so you know.
So I replied to Hunter and said it's a Lunch Money Larry kind of day. Hunter then tagged Lunch Money Lewis in it and me and said it's Lunch Money Lewis, put some respect on his name. Lunch Money Lewis retweeted it
because he doesn't have anything to do on a Wednesday night.
He has 20,000 followers.
That one song.
And then Dalton made fun of the fact he had 20,000 followers, and Hunter said, you get 20,000 of anything, Dalton?
Then do I you?
Credit cards?
Action figures?
Action figures, probably. Yeah.
Perryville teeth?
No, nobody has more than three of those.
No. Zing. Dalton's got a full set. They're just not all in the right spot.
No.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
My teeth look like Stevie Wonder tried to make a fence.
Why?
Because he's blind and he can't set them straight.
So,
I thought you were saying he was black and he stole a couple.
So,
move past that. No, Shannon.
The only person we haven't done favorite moments for is Dalton.
No.
I think that was it. Oh. Do you want to do Dalton favorite moment?
Yeah,
well, you didn't do me either, technically.
Because you told us not to. But whenever we were watching the WWE European special they did, and the winner, it was the winner, right?
Yeah.
Comes out and we're talking about him, and he has. Dalton makes fun of his hair, and I just lean over and I'm gonna go, if we took your hat off right now, you would have that hair. And you just pull over, pick up his hat and go, confirmed, and drop his hat back on his head.
Real quick for the record, my favorite Dalton moment was the time we were in Hastings and I had the dolphin.
Oh,
and Dalton, I was like, hey, Dalton. And he turns around and I'm right in his face.
And Dalton loses.
Dalton died. He died that day. He cried. All right. We got to get out of here. It's
whoa,
done.
Whoa. It's over. No, we have two more people have to say their favorite Dalton stories.
Oh my goodness.
We didn't do Lindsay for everybody. Okay. Oh, here's a fun one. Allie, what's your favorite Lindsay story?
When she shares animal videos.
The baby otter the other
day. Yes, the baby otter. That was a cute little baby otter.
All right. Dalton, what's your favorite Lindsay story?
I'm waiting for the two other people to say their favorite Dalton stories.
Well, you got
to
do Lindsay
your
first.
Your Christmas present covered with all of your nicknames from the previous 3 months.
That's also her favorite Allie moment because Allie. Yeah. What's your favorite Lindsay moment, Dalton?
I think it was any time she'd walk into Hastings and she knew I was having a bad day. Because she would come over, walk over to the store, and I would just be like, no. She'd just give me the head nod and walk off. Wait for me to get done with what I do not go. Just bitch to her for 10 minutes about how bad my day was.
Jesse, what's your favorite Lindsay story?
Oh, that's hard. Because I've known Lindsay for a long time now. I can't. Pass.
You can't pass. Can't pass.
But you haven't given yours yet.
My favorite Lindsay story?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're talking about 11 years of of history.
Hurry up.
11?
It's been longer than 11.
Like, physically being around each other.
I moved out here in 2005.
And this is 2017.
12
years. 12 years. Okay. Oh my God. There are so many stories. All right. I got one we never told on the show before. And that is when we got DirecTV put in the bedroom where we used to live together.
Is this the TV turning on and
off? No. This is when I dressed your bear up in your underwear. So she has this bear named Bear.
I have a bear that I've had forever. And when I got it, it was bigger than me.
And so, jokingly, I put her black bra and black panties on the bear and sat it on the bed. And we laughed about it and laughed about it and forgot about it. And when the cable guy came in to install it, he saw the bear and looked at us. And I kind of went, oh, yeah. And I peeled him off.
See, I would have just stone-faced and been like, what?
And somewhere, Nate Smith had an erection.
He would have been.
I forgot about that.
I like that story.
That is a pretty funny
That's one of a billion. All right. Favorite Dalton moment for the baby. You guys go first. I don't have any. No, I'm kidding.
I already went.
I'm kidding. What?
I already went.
She did. Allie? You went. Jesse
went.
I was the one
that started it.
Actually, no, you went too. It's just him.
Did I get because
you had the dolphin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so just Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse, right. Say something nice about me.
Oh, God. I don't know. Probably any time when Dalton knows that he's about to get, like, thrown or tackled, and he just starts taking off his glasses, putting on his phone.
Yeah. Like, we speared the shit out of him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He took his stuff off, and I was like, what are you going to do? And then, bam.
And then, when we watched the Super Bowl, as he was talking about how happy he was about the Patriots winning, he was taking off his glasses, his hat, his home, and he was just really excited.
He was anticipating.
Because he was anticipating the oncoming body slam.
Unlike a superhero who takes that stuff off to save the day, he takes it off because he needs his ass kicked.
That's when they get it broken.
All right. And then I guess one of my favorite stories involving Lindsay, it probably had to be something back in like the EB days. Probably any of the times that she tried to mess or like help a yelling customer and she would just completely shut down at them and they would just keep yelling and she would just stare at them
with dead eyes
until she would eventually call GameStop like, please come get him out of here.
Oh, well, another
please one. Remove the person that is throwing their stuff at
there
me.
Was one time at EB I was hanging out with her while she closed and as the gate is going down this kid tries to
yes!
go under
oh my
it.
God that was funny.
Lindsay just looks at him
don't
and goes,
you even
yeah don't do it and he slowly backed away from the gate closed. That was funny. All right, now we gotta get out of here.
All right,
but before we do, can I share one Shannon story?
Sure.
To end it on a good note or sad note, your choice. My favorite Shannon story, because Shannon, I know him very well. I grew up with him. And for the most of his life, he was a selfish prick. Still is occasionally. But for the most of my life, was a selfish prick. There was one Christmas, though. Actually, it was Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving, I said grace. And in my grace, I never said grace, really, because I don't believe in it. Whatever. But I did it this time. And I said it for my mom. And I basically apologized for being selfish and said that I now realize, through all the bad things that had happened, what life was really about, and that family and means the most to you, and you love them and take care of them, and that's what Christmas and holidays and all that is about. My mom looked at me and smiled, so happy that I finally kind of evolved a little bit past that selfish prick that I was, just a little bit. My mom died the next year, so that was the last Thanksgiving we ever had together, and that was probably the best moment that I've ever had as a person, as a human being. So that's my Shannon story. Yeah. I could have done better.
That's a fun Shannon story. Hey, while we're at it, let's give our favorite Shannon moments, then I'll close out the show.
I had a good one, though. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, Allie, go ahead. You start.
I don't want to hear this.
The thing is, there are so many.
There's not.
All right, well, let's start with the least important person to Shannon's life. Sniggerly lips was probably my favorite Shannon moment. Because, Jesus, I was crying in the car.
Hopefully mom doesn't hear that one.
Who's
snigger lips?
No, who's mom?
My mom.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say yes. Any of our moms.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want my mom hearing that.
I
one.
Don't care if Lindsay's mom know I said snigger lips. She'd find it funny.
I still do.
Mom's crazy.
I know.
All right, Lindsay.
So for the record, snigger is a word.
Yes.
And it's like a laugh.
We've established
that.
So
when you have the snigger lips, it's when you've got the smile coming.
Don't hurt yourself on that stretch.
All right.
Lindsay, go ahead.
I always enjoy our car rides to Pennsylvania.
Of course she does. I drive.
It's 13 hours of him driving and us just singing in the car until we get bored.
No, there was one though, where I basically told you my idea for Ghostbusters 3.
Oh yes, that was a good one.
And it was so good, she cried.
I really did. It was so good.
Oh my.
Yeah.
All right, Allie, your turn.
Why do you want to go last?
I don't know. I like going last.
Well, I want to choose.
Yes, Allie.
A funnier one. Actually, last year at WrestleMania, whenever we had the picks for the ladder match, and I had The Miz, and you had Zack Ryder.
I'm wearing the headband right now, legit.
Yeah,
ooh.
It's partly because of your headband that I thought about this.
You know it.
And The Miz was close to winning. And I remember whenever I picked that, I go, he's not going to win, but I want to say The Miz because I want him to. And he gets so close, I stand up.
She does.
And then Zack Ryder knocks him off and wins it. And I just turn around, I'm like screaming at The Miz. And Shannon's like, oh my God, Zack Ryder got his WrestleMania moment.
And then proceeded to crotch chop all of us.
She did. She got up in celebration as he's reaching for the title. And then Zack Ryder appears out of nowhere.
Yep.
And if I remember correctly, I actually stood up and looked at you and said, ah,
and
bitch!
And you, like, pushed me out of the way.
I pushed her down on the chair. Ah, bitch!
And
I crotch-chopped everybody. Yeah.
Can confirm. Mm-hmm. So, KFBS 12 just said, Tennessee couple busted after trying to sell their baby on Craigslist.
Yes!
Not
someone
funny.
Someone talked about that today at work.
Not funny. What is funny is the picture to it, which is just a Dollar General.
Okay.
Dalton, favorite Shannon moment.
I said it.
I want another one.
You said snigger lips.
Yeah, that's... No, that
don't
is...
Don't let that be my legacy.
It already is.
Fine. Jesse.
All right. I've got so many...
Do a good one.
Coincidentally, I have known Shannon for the same length of time that I've known Lindsay. So there's... In that period of time, which at this point... yeah. At this point is 10 years.
We're basically the same person.
Yeah. We've known each other now for 10 years. And in that period of time, there's so many stories that I have with both of these people. And I love them both so much.
Yes.
And... Several of my favorite moments come out of, like, those Sundays, back when we used to get pizza and play video games all the time.
Pizza and Call of Duty night.
Sunday pizza game and night. Call of Duty. Sunday game night. Those nights were always a really, really fun time. Anytime, like, a lot of times we were working at GameStop, just, you know, kicking ass, getting top, you know, in the company
top
numbers.
Top guys doing top guy things.
That's right. Top guys doing top guy things. Anytime we did a car ride, probably my best memory of Shannon. And only because of what it spawned.
Birthday?
Birthday was really funny. This is related to that because it was a birthday trip. It was that trip Shannon talked about earlier. On the way back from St. Louis when it was me, Shannon, Stephanie, and Lindsay in the car.
Was it the J.J. Twiggs trip too the first time?
I don't think so.
That one was great.
Pizza?
Because J.J. Twiggs was after we started podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this was the trip that really started me and Shannon talking about getting a podcast going. And what that... You know, generated what that spawned, what that's created today.
It was that banter that was so good that we thought, this is better than what we hear from other people.
Yeah.
So why don't we do it?
And it's just rambling.
And it really was us just rambling about all sorts of things. Like we just kept talking and talking and talking, going from one topic to another. We would occasionally get a little input from Stephanie and Lindsay. It's really very similar to how some of the shows go.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Except Dalton's the new group, Stephanie.
Yeah, a little bit.
Meep.
Oh, no.
No, you need Mandy for that other half of that, Siren Sisters. But no,
all the worst Pokemon trainers.
I'm sure there are, I mean, I've got more fun and more pleasant memories with Shannon, but
yeah,
that one's...
There's a ton of them.
There's so many of them.
There's a ton of memories. But yeah, I like that too, because we didn't think 2 years ago, I guess we can wrap this all up. We didn't think 2 years ago that when we started that, we had that car ride, that we would start this. And
seriously.
Who would have thought that we'd still do this 2 years later?
I mean, heck, every other month. Okay. This is going to end soon.
I mean,
there's actually people listening.
I legitimately wanted to quit at one point. I did. Like,
yeah,
I was done.
I remember.
But, you know, we stuck with it and we're doing, you know, I think about it sometimes of how I hardly have any free time between work and the show. We put so much time into this that, you know, it's nice to get rewarded for it, but yeah, I don't know. It's crazy to think of where we've gone and where we might go next.
Fun.
Usually.
And one last fun moment with Shannon. One of the funnier memories that I have with him. There was one time that, Shannon said that we were all doomed. And then I don't know why, But immediately, I guess both of us instantly thought of the Futurama episode with the alternate, I think it's called the Farnsworth Parabox, I think is the name of the episode.
With the two benders.
We had the two benders, the gold bender and the silver bender.
Yeah.
And one bender says we're doomed.
And then we just hit it at the same time. And, you know, we've tried to recreate it, but it's that one time was literally perfect.
It was out of nowhere. It was not planned.
Perfect.
It was just beautiful.
If you'd like to hear more,
No, that was it.
I was like, if you'd like to hear more Shannon moments, maybe we'll make a show out of it someday. The roast of Shannon Young.
Come on, August, get here soon.
I'll tell you about the time that I broke out into a musical in a video store with a pretty girl who I'd never met before, and we sang an entire musical song together, and that was cool. Or the time I was at a concert. There's so many stories. I can't do it all right now. I'm embarrassed. Go away. All right. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with Podzilla After Dark, which is basically this show, but with more cursing and N-words.
Yes.
Allie, will you be there for the N-words?
No. You say them the best.
I mean, she just said an N-word.
I did.
No. No.
All right, we're out of here. See you guys tomorrow, and thank you. Let's all say that. Thank you for 2 years of listening to us. We have over 450 episodes.
That's even if crazy. You haven't listened to us for all two of those years.
Yeah.
We still appreciate you listening to us now.
There are TV shows that don't go that long. There are lots of podcasts that start and fail quickly.
Yes.
Because everybody goes, well, anybody can do a podcast. It's so easy. You just get on a microphone and talk. It's not as easy as it looks.
Those guys at PZ85 got one going.
We do. It's almost like we're on a rule that goes about 24/7.
Anyway. Yeah, that wouldn't be the first ones. Probably won't be the last. So thank you for 2 years of continued success. Thank you for listening to us. And God bless you. We love you guys so much. And to take us out, Ethan Craig Miles. Ethan, say goodnight to everybody.
Good night, everybody. Love you so much.
Where's the stop button? There it is.